You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And now your host, Eric Dye.
And once again, welcome to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, your EPN channel, for better informing you how to green your business, hear how others have made their business green, startups in the greening industry, and bringing awareness to a green economy and the advantages it brings to your community as a whole. Today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Mr. Tony Tu, founder of ONTT Smart and Renewables in Africa, a clean energy consultancy that is delivering services and solutions to businesses within the UK and the continent of Africa. Mr. Tu, a pleasure to have you with us today here on the Green Business Podcast Show.
Thank you, sir. So it's a pleasure to be talking to you, too.
And you're most welcome, and also thanks for coming to us from London today. So if you would introduce yourself, who is Tony Tu to kick it off today?
Yeah, definitely, I can do that. So I'll simply start by saying that I am a proud father and a proud husband, and I'm also an African entrepreneur who believes in changing the world through renewables energy. I graduated in engineering many years ago, and I hold a triple degree from UK, France, and Belgium. I'm a recognized renewable energy expert from the European Energy Center. I work in the automotive industry for about 10 years before setting up my own engineering consultancy, Owango ONTT Smart, that is providing renewables energy, energy management services to businesses in UK and in Africa. And on top of that, 14 months ago, I've created the platform that is called Renewables in Africa, which is now well known. So you can see there is a lot of involvement into clean energy. So you can also simply see me as your good conscience in renewables energy.
And tell us, Tony, where is the passion for renewable energy coming from?
Whoa. The passion actually comes many years ago. I think it's roughly about 8 to 9 years ago. I attended a conference which was based on the electrification of Africa. It was a brilliant seminar with a very good speaker, although I can't remember any speaker name, but I still have in my mind this satellite image that was actually depicting the distribution of power across the globe. And you could clearly see all the continents that were actually very well lit. And unfortunately, so the continent of Africa was pretty much the only one that was quite somber. So obviously, you could see some light on the top representing North Africa and on the south for South Africa, but the rest was pretty much dark. And I would say actually, up until that point, I didn't realize how serious the issue of electrification was in Africa. So it kind of really shocked me, because I spent part of my childhood in Africa, in Cameroon. But obviously, living there, you don't actually realize it. It's actually when you go and see something different that you can see, okay, there's maybe something that is not working quite well here. So as opposed to just keep on complaining, I decided to do something about it at my level. I decided to get involved and bring part of the solution. I educate myself into the power sector. 2 years after the conference, I actually lost my job. That was the start of recession. I tried to move into the industry. Unfortunately, it didn't really quite work out because I was told that I didn't have the experience, although I was an engineer. So I ended up going back into automotive, but I decided to actually educate myself, going through training, online courses, classroom courses, and develop my knowledge. Ultimately, 2 years down the line, I managed to get into the industry, working for consultancy. And a couple of years back, I decided to set up my own business, which is what I did, and called Owango ONTT Smart, and we launched then Renewables in Africa. So altogether, that's where the passion has come from. So it doesn't come from the childhood. It's something I have developed over the years, looking at a problem that I have observed, and not only me, many other people.
and thanks for sharing your passion with us and where it came from. Now, what is exactly renewables in Africa, and do you have a vision, and what's the objectives?
Yes, renewables in Africa, it's a platform that I set up about 14 months ago, and the vision is pretty much to transform Africa and African life by leveraging the power of renewables energy. So this is actually what we want to do, because for us, we see renewables energy not just as an industry, but it's a way of life. So our ambition is to raise the technical awareness about the various clean energy sources the African continent has, and there are many, and disseminate the information to the wider audience. So until people are actually better informed about the different sources and what they can do about it, so they won't be able to actually exploit it. So that's what we're trying to bring to their attention here. And although our primary focus are businesses in Africa, or businesses that are interested in operating in Africa, we're also wanting to engage with the civil society and help them to understand what they need, because that's an issue at the moment. They're not always sure about what they need. So what they buy from the market, to make sure that they make the right choice, make sure they're happy with their purchase, and to some extent as well, showing them how to better use this energy. Because I've always saying, even if we end up all using clean energy, if we're not using that efficiently, we're still going to be going through lots of waste. So we need to know as well how to better use this energy. And that's what is our renewables in Africa. That's our vision and our objective overall.
Certainly great value what you're bringing to the continent of Africa here. Today we're visiting with Mr. Tony Tiu, founder of ONTT Smart and Renewables in Africa, a clean energy consultancy that is delivering services and solutions to businesses within the UK and also the continent of Africa, here on the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, I understand you also are about to release a book. What is that about?
Yes, I'm going to be releasing a book in hopefully a few weeks. And the title is The Wind Industry Outlook in Africa. So let's say, while doing many researches for my work, I found it particularly difficult to find, to compile enough information on the wind industry in the continent. So if you look at other renewable sources, like for example, solar, wind, or hydro, they're actually better documented and it's easy to find knowledge about them. But in case of the wind industry, surprisingly, it's not that easy. So I started by doing some researches and producing an article that was published in a renewable energy outlet, and that article was called Five Biggest Wind Market in Africa. And at the back of that, my now editor approached me about a year ago and asking me whether I would be interested to write a book about that, which I found very interesting. So it was a good idea for me to do so. So I worked on the project, and the book that I'm about to release, it's giving you an overview of the industry. So precisely telling you where are the resources in Africa, where are the markets, who are the main players, because it's important to know who are they. So what is the outlook for the coming years? And I'm actually finishing off with a personal reflection of what I think the wind industry should do to be able to move into the next level, to the next step for Africa and Africans. So that's what the book's going to be about, and it's going to be released pretty soon.
Awesome stuff. And also read on LinkedIn that you are adhering to the three bottom line: people, profit, and environment principle. What do you mean by that, and are you not a bit an idealist in those regards?
Well, well, if you are calling me an idealist, I would say I'm very much happy to say I am one. So we should not be afraid to carry an idea. At the end of the day, every project, every revolution starts by one idea first, and then you evolve into something else. So I'm never afraid to carry my ideas. So I'm happy to carry and push them so that actually people can get to know about that, and we can debate them. So talking about the three bottom lines. So let's say when I look at the status of the world now nowadays, there's certainly lots of wealth, lots of opportunity, but I can also see a lot of anger and resentment. And that is actually being manifested in the shape of nationalist movement. So I don't want to be going too much into politics, but according to me, my humble opinion, I believe that part of the reason is because business is actually being judged on one thing, profit, how much profit they're making. That's how we decide how successful they are. But according to me, it's not enough. We should also equally judge business on how they treat their people, how they treat society, and how they treat the environment. So those league tables that are establishing the most successful business of the year, for me, they should actually include, on top of the profit, we should have the people and the environment. So that's what I define as my three bottom line, and those are the three pillars I've decided to build my company company around. And I'm very much hoping that out there, there will be people that are sensible to that message and will try and replicate that and bring about a change that is needed as well to make a better world.
And you're certainly doing just that, and we can't thank you enough for joining us here today on the Green Business Podcast Show. In conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip today for the listeners tuning in?
Yes. What I will say is actually, I mentioned that early on, clean energy for me is definitely not an industry. It's a way of life. And our platform, Renewables in Africa, so as our vision is saying, is looking to transform African life. In doing so, we provide the sector an authentic African voice, which is working with policymakers, industry, and civil society to accelerate the electrification of this exceptional continent, Africa. So I would ask people to join our RIA movement and to make the world greener, better, and fairer. Thank you very much for that.
Before you go, where can listeners get all the details on Renewables in Africa?
So they can certainly go into our website, which is www.renewablesinafrica.com. So this is the website. And they can also certainly connect with us through our Facebook page, which is at Renewables in Africa, and our Twitter link as well, which is at Renewables Afri. Yeah.
Well, Tony, it's been an honor and a pleasure to have had you, and thanks for joining us here today from London here on the Green Business Podcast Show. All the best.
It was a pleasure to join you, Eric. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Tony Tiu, the founder of ONTT Smart and Renewables in Africa, a cleaning energy consultancy that is delivering services and solutions to businesses within the UK and the continent of Africa. And for all the details, visit renewablesinafrica.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to the Green Business Podcast Show, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to the Green Business Podcast Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the EPodcast Network.